is zoivoi shel zav, the zoiv of the zav, v'roikoi, and his spit, v'shichva zera, and the shichva zera that comes out of him also, has this tumas magen masa. Omei merayim, the cut of a zav mago masa. V'dam hanida, who are then the dam that comes out of nisha, tanida, mitamim bein b'maga bein b'masa. So you see, clearly this time holds that the shichva zera that comes out of a zav, also mamish is like a regular tumas zera that has both a tumas maga on it and a tumas masa. So we make this kal v'chayim, and we do not say the svar of dayay. For the Gemara, maybe not. What's the right? This Tana holds this way. For Dilma, maybe Yochanan. We know the Pshan this Tana is. Maybe he holds like a Yeshua. Look, For the Gemara, for Dilma, Yochanan, lefi sheyesh shabloi tzichsuch eziva. Maybe the reason why the shichva zera of a zav is tamei, not because shichva zera by itself is tamei, but because there are some drops of zavas that came out with it. Fredrik Marnoim came, if so, lishnana gabi zoivoi. It should have said it by the zoiv. It says zoivoi shel zav, then it says v'roikoi, then shichva zera. Because here the zoivoi shel zav and shichva zera. How come it puts roiki in between? So it's mashma shichva zera by itself, this time holds this tamei b'maga v'maga. Maishna ditoni lo gabi roikoi. Elamishum di asya me roikoi. Because he says that after roikoi, because like we said before, that was the kal v'chayma. Madach roik by a regular person is tahor. If your spit is tamei, so a person that's a zav, that his roik is tamei, isn't it for sure that his shich mazera should also be tamei? To see clearly this Tana holds that it's tamei ben b'maga ben b'masa. O malei ravachim ediftu ravino, for a high Tana le dorish dayo. I have another Tana that does not dash in dayo. V'yafagav le mitzvah kal v'chayma. Even though it does not slug up the kal v'chayma. Another Tana like this. The Tana you learn like this. Mappets, that's a mat. If you have a mat, the mace minayin, how do you know if a tummy mace touches it, that a mat becomes tummy? It's not a real clear mat, something that you could lie on. How do we know a mafitz is tummy if a tummy mace touches it? Vidinu, really it's a swirl like this. Oma pachon ketanim small kalim. Sheterim bezav, if the zav touches it, it's tummy. Rashi says, the kli cheres ainim atan elam yaviroi. We're talking about a small kli cheres. So it's only tummy if the tumor goes inside it. A zav can't put his hands inside it. It's so small. Therefore, he can't be matamrit. Still matama, the mace. If a mace goes into an oil hanes, it becomes tummy. Mappets are a mat. Shematama, the zav. If the zav sleeps or rests, sits on top of a mat, it becomes tummy. Eina din isn't as a svaro. Shitama, the mace. That if a mace, a tumma mace, comes in contact with the mat should become tummy. And this time learns out from this kabuchaymo, bein l'tumas eruv, bein l'tumas shiva. That if a mace touches it, the mamash has regular tumas mace for 7 days. Not only one day, but it's tummy for 7 days. So again, the question is, damai, why? Eimer, why don't we say like this? Ahani kabuchaymo l'tumas eruv. The kabuchaymo to say that if a mace touches a mapis, it should come tummy, that should be enough to tummy for 1 day. Just like if a zav touches it. And v'yahani daya lafuki mitumah shiva. And the svara of enough, of daya, should be enough to say it doesn't have tumah shiva. So you see clearly he holds the kal v'chayma completely, even though the daya would not take away the whole kal v'chayma. Or Malay said back, no, kvar romin alei rav nachman bas chayil abaya. He asked his kashere to abaya, v'yomlei abaya, abaya into the back. Tona said like this, mafetz besheretz maisilo. The shala was if a sheretz touches the mafetz, is a tummy or not. This is what he said. Mafetz b'sheretz minayin. How do we know if a sheretz touches a mat that it becomes tummy? Here was a kabbal chayim. It didn't know as far as like this. Oma pachin ketanim small earthly kalim. Sheterim b'zav. A zav that can't put his hands inside it. Only the outside is tor. Tameyim b'sheretz. If a small sheretz that can get inside it. Rashi says, because a sheretz is tummy b'chadasha. Even a small lentil. For royal economists, the pi pachotin, no matter how small the opening of the kli is, a small sheretz could get inside there. So in the din, isn't it a svara she had tummy b'sheretz? Isn't the svara for sure that she become tummy b'sheretz? Ella, yeah. So that was his kal v'chayma, nothing to do with mace. So then there's no pirch on the kal v'chayma. Ella, for the Gemara, mapis b'mace minayin. How do we know taka of a mace, tumas mace, comes in contact with a mat? How do you know it's tummy? Nema begit v'yor b'sheretz. V'nema begit v'yor b'meis. So I make like this. Ma begit v'yor. The Torah says begit clothing and skin. Ho'ma b'sheretz by tumah sheretz. Mafet Tomei Boy, who Adin a mat is also included in this, is Af Beged V'Yaroma B'Meis. When a Torah says that a meis touches a beged or skin that is Tomei, Mafet Tomei Boy, that a Mafet's a mat should also be included. Samara says, Mufnes like extra. Dila Mufnes of one side would not be extra. Equally, if I could ask the question, Mal is Sheretz Shekain Metama Bechadosha? No, Sheretz has a big Milo, it has Tomas Bechadosha. Tiyama B'Meis, Mashayim, Tomas Meis, Shein Metama Bechadosha, Meis now become Tomas Bechadosha. Elo the Gezayas needs a bigger share of the Gezayas. So one side has to be, Echmer says, Laya Afnu, yes, a Mufna, one side is extra. Michti, let's see. Sheretz is Kish the Shekh Mazera. Sheretz we learn out from Shekh Mazera. Tichziv it says, Vayisha Shetetzi, for some, Shekh Mazera, for some learn right yet that the Pasuk says, Vayisha Shayiga, Bechol Sheretz, so the Hekish, Sheretz the Shekh Mazera. Any clothing or any skin that the Shekh Mazera on. Begets v'yor the kosher rachamon of a sheretz. So why does it repeat itself again by sheretz and says again, begets v'yor lomli, what do I need it for? Shema amina lafnu yehir, see it's extra. So that's why I make this gzeresh over. For Yakati, still the Gemara says, muftu mitzadecha is only extra on one side, who? So that depends. Honichel amam v'yam muftu mitzadecha, the maidim v'yam yeshivim. You can learn now and you only ask any questions. Shapra is good. We do learn now, we can ask questions. Mike learn, what can you say? You can ask questions over here. The mace nami, the more the territory is mufn on both sides. The mace nami, if you mufn, there's extra for mace also. Michti. Mace is the Shekh Vazera. The Chsiv and Agea, the Chol Tomei Nefesh. Or Yisha Shatetsu, Menu. Who Chsiv, the Shekh Vazera, the Chol Begah, the Chol Asha Yeh, Ola Shekh Vazera. Begah, the Yelkosh Rechamon, the mace. Was it repeat itself against the Begah of Yor again by mace? Lomali. Shamina Lafnui, it's here, Rabbah, that's Lafnui extra. For the Marv High Mufna, and therefore, the Heavy Mufna, the Shnei Snodim. So again,
it's like extra on both sides of the Gzera Shava, then for sure we make the Gzera Shava, even though we have a Pircha, we don't ask any questions on the Gzera Shava. Now the Gemara still says, Ho nicha la man diyom is good according to man diyom, that when you make a Gzera Shava, doin minov yuki biyasra. You can learn out one halacha from the other, and after you learn it out, you put it back to its own place. Like Rashi says, ikula meimad lo yitzroch beged v'yor demes. We don't need the words beged v'yor by Tumas Meis. Eloli afnu yitzextra to garminin lo mishich vazera lekabula tumas meis or magminin tumas meis biasro. We could put the then tumas meis in the place ma bishar kelim tumashiva af gabi mafetz tumay zayin. So that's called doin minik learn out vilki basha, leave it in the last place in the gzera shava. But eloli man diyom doin mino umino. You learn out from that place. Rashi says, the milsa the afin and lay, me milsa chriti. If you learn out something here from someplace else, lecho mila danin and lay, mino. You have to learn out everything like it says over there. All the halachas that it says over there, you have to put over here. That's called doin mino umino. All the halachas over there have to apply over here. You can't just put this one halacha you learn out from over there to over here, but you have to learn all those halachas out. So Rashi says, if so, when the chomil inulei mina mafetz b'meis the tumah shiva minolan. If so, how do you know to say it's tumah shiva? Ma'ik lemem, what can you say then? Because you learn it out only from sheretz. It's only tumas one day. How do you know to say it's tumah 7 days? So my rov says on makroz a special pasuk that says v'chi bastem b'gdechem b'yom hashvi kol tumas she'atum etamim b'meis. Anytime there's a tumas meis here by mafetz, anytime the meis touches something that comes tamei, it always has tumas sheva. So you can say doin mino minoi, learning out gzeira sheva from sheretz to say it has the same halachas like sheretz, that it's only tamei for one day. Here there's a special pasuk to say that tumas meis is for 7 days. Right, well, like Rashi said, the pasuk says v'chibastem b'gdechem ugzeiras hakosefu. Here's Xeros HaKosev. We don't say learn out from there, and that halach applies over here. We're learning out from Sheretz that a mafis is Tomei. Sheretz is only Tomei for 1 day. That we don't say. We don't put it back to the Pasha of Tumas Meis that takes Tomei for 7 days. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. Just last Gemara and Daf Chav Hei in the base was the last of 4 lines. V'tehishen v'regel chayiv rishus rabin mikal v'chayma. If so, now according to the Rabbanon of Rav Tarfin that says that Karen rishus ha-nizik is only chayiv v'chatzin nizik,
So now let's say the opposite way. Let's say that Shein V'Regel should be Chayiv B'Shus Rabim. Mikal V'Choyme Hava Kal V'Choyme now. Uma Keren Shib B'Shus HaNizik. Einu Mishalim Alechati Nezik. According to you, Rabbonin, Keren B'Shus HaNizik still only pays a Chati Nezik. B'Shus Rabim Chayevis and B'Shus Rabim, it's also Chayiv a Chati Nezik. If so, Shein V'Regel Shib B'Shus HaNizik Mishalim Nezik Sholem. Shein V'Regel that has a Chumrah, that B'Shus HaNizik it has to pay a Nezik Sholem, his Chumrah Einu Din, isn't it a Svarah Shib B'Shus Rabim Chayiv? Then B'Shus Rabim should also be Chayiv. So the Havamina is that should be chayiv a nezik sholem in Rishus Rabim. So why is the halacha that Shein V'Regel is put of Rishus Rabim? The kashrut that should be chayiv Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara answers, Oh Makro, the Pasuk says, Obiya bistei acher. It's a special gzeras kosev that Shein is only chayiv bistei acher in somebody else's field, which we darshin v'loy Rishus Rabim, and not in Rishus Rabim. It has to be Rishus HaNizik, and not in a Rishus Rabim. And we're not Regel and Shein together. So, kids, it's a kosev that regal and shein is part of Rishus Rabim.